You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You're going to meet Charlamagne and like Charlamagne and respect Charlamagne. And you know what I mean? Ruffling feathers. I know his stand. You know what I mean? Charlamagne known for being honest.
Oh, Lord. Just made another one.
Yeah. Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne the God, but my kinfolk call me Lenard McKelvey. Come on, give me all that energy. Don't stop. Don't stop. Hey, I gotta salute my DJ, my niece, Queen Nyla Simone.
Nyla.
Big Nyla! We here, it's the holiday season, and just in time for Christmas, I'ma call bullshit so you don't step in it. Last week, the Catholic Church apologized on behalf of an Italian bishop who told kids Santa doesn't exist. Number one, he's right, okay? And number two, a bishop should be allowed to say this because bishops can't lie. And number three, it is complete bullshit that Jesus can't even get first billing in the house of God, okay? Why does the Catholic Church need to apologize for this? I mean, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of things the Catholic Church needs to apologize for, okay? That's right. Santa ain't the only one who's been soliciting young boys to come and sit on his lap, all right? What? Did I lie or something? Okay, well, listen, apologizing for telling the truth, you know, about Santa Claus, that ain't it, all right? Why is it that Jesus can't even headline his own birthday? As my therapist says, let's unpack this. The Italian bishop telling the truth, you know, about Santa revealed a fundamental truth about our world today. We're more concerned about keeping Santa, and more importantly, the commercialism he represents alive, than we are about actually teaching kids about God, Jesus, and the power of giving in faith, okay? What I'm saying is, your kids shouldn't be catching mommy kissing Santa Claus, all right? They should be catching mommy on her knees for Jesus, you heathens. Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birthday. Is it his actual birthday? I don't know, probably not. But we can still pour out one for the homie who died for our sins. I mean, how would you feel if it was your birthday and everyone was talking about Santa and Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman and the Grinch and Bruce Willis, all these people who didn't take one nail to the body for our sins, okay? All I'm saying is, in a country that swears to put God first, we sure have a funny way of showing it on his son's alleged born day, all right? How many holiday movie marathons include a movie about Jesus, huh? Where are all the movies about Jesus' birth? Do we even need 31 movies about Santa, all right? They're all the same. Kid wants something he can't have, like a bicycle or a dad, all right? Something messes with Santa, like a slippery roof or a dad, all right? Kid helps Santa, Christmas is saved, but probably not dad. And then the end, All right, just saved you approximately 14,000 hours of movie viewing.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Now, I firmly believe that Jesus is the reason for the season, but I'm open to other points of view, so here to give her take is my God's Honest Tribe member, my sister, Amanda Seals.
Hello.
The Big Seals.
Hello. Thank you, Leonard. Gather around, good people, for my never, ever before seen, undeniable top five Christmas power rankings. Now, first up on my list at number five, Home Alone. Yes, Home Alone. Got Jesus. I know. Because this little white boy is still in people's living rooms 30 years later. My living room included, because I watch this movie every single year. Ah! We love it! Y'all remember Lil' Kevin, the story about two white parents who kept leaving their underage child alone while they went on vacation. But let a black woman try to enroll Kevon in a school outside of her district, and Bethlehem, we have a problem. Number four, Jesus. See, he did make the list. He made the list. He almost cracked the top three. Cool brother, great hair, nice abs, bit of a mama's boy, but like, he passes the vibe test, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, y'all, nobody wants to see a man suffering on the cross for Christmas, and I believe that's why folks ain't really putting him at the top. And you know, black people, well, they not messing with lit up crosses anyway. So, Jesus, I am sorry, my love. But until people start rushing the church like they rush Coachella, this is where we are. Now, at number three, we have Mariah Carey. Keep it real, y'all. The snow don't even fall the right way if Mariah ain't high-pitching in the background. There would be no such thing as Christmas spirit without these lyrics. Ooh, would sing it, but Char can't afford it. Now, number two, it's, wait for it, Christmas sweaters. Now, listen, bear with me. Nothing gets me in the holiday spirit like a bunch of giddy coworkers donning lavishly lit vintage Christmas sweaters. I mean, a sweater with baby Jesus' face ain't really gonna win you that $50 Starbucks gift card. It's only Santa that can do that. Maybe Rudolph. But they don't stop with the sweaters. No, no. These aficionados accessorize with Christmas tree-shaped earrings that even light up. It's very serious. The hats, the shoes, they got the sweater game sewed up. See what I did?
Ba-dum-bum.
They're more committed to these sweaters than Fox News is to white Jesus. Moving on to number one. Black Santa. Yes! Yes! Now, Char, I know this ain't really your jam, but black Santas matter, okay? My mother has been about this for the past 10 years, and it's finally catching up, because they have not been getting the love they deserve, but it's time for a revolution. I have a 15-foot-1 towering in my yard right now to remind my white neighbors to stay on my nice list. And to stay black all year long. And yes, black Santa is checking for microaggressions, Pamela, okay? And that is my 2021 Christmas Power Ranking.
Hey!
Now, talk to me in April about black bunny rabbits.
Thank you, Amanda. The Big Seals.
Thank you very much.
At least you had Jesus on your list, all right?
Yeah.
I also wanted to hear from the people, so I decided to take it to the streets with my guy Chico Bean.
Chico! All right?
But we had to go to a place where the people are righteous and pure and holy.
Mm.
And that place was Brownsville, Brooklyn.
All right.
Christmas is finally here. And according to Leonard, this is just another opportunity for people to ignore Jesus on his birthday, which is why me and the lovely Nyla Simone are out here in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And we are going to find out who the kids think is the real reason for the season. Who is more important to you on Christmas, Jesus or Santa?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I work with God, so I'm gonna say Jesus.
Hey, who do more for the hood, Santa or Jesus?
Jesus do.
I got a couple pictures to show you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, which one of those pictures do you like more?
I would say the Jesus picture because it has a lot more details.
There you go.
Obviously Jesus.
Obviously Jesus. Santa. They don't believe in Jesus no more. You ask a kid about Christmas and what that shit got to do with it, they gonna say Santa.
They gonna say Santa.
They gonna say Santa.
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 Santa. Santa. I love my presents.
Santa.
Jesus.
Whoa. Really? Shocked your mama. She didn't think you was gonna say that, Luca.
Jesus Christ. Who the f*** is Santa?
That's what I'm saying.
I knew my mama and daddy bought me them gifts.
You did?
Yeah, man, I grew up. As soon as I came out and the doctor smacked me, I slapped his ass back.
Oh! I want to show you a couple of pictures, and I want you to pick which picture you like the most, okay? Here's the first one. Which one you like the most?
Which one of these I like more?
Yeah.
Black Jesus.
The Black Jesus.
For the culture.
For the culture.
This one.
There you go. There you go. You was scared. Mama was nervous. She thought she was gonna pick the white man. What's the biggest blessing you done got from Jesus in 2021?
When I jumped out a goddamn window and ain't die.
Oh! You jumped out a window and ain't die?
Yeah, police is chasing me.
You know what? You might need Santa and Jesus the way you talking.
Nah, ain't no Santa. Super Jesus.
Super Jesus. We have come to find out that actually Jesus still does have a lot of pull in the hood. I want to say thank you to Brownsville, and I think we all know who run the hood, Santa or Jesus?
Santa. Jesus. Santa.
Jesus, we do, you heard?
That's straight Jesus.
Hey. It's good to see that Jesus still has love in the hood. Now, when we come back, I'm talking to Tiffany Dubois-Sorah, Vice President Kamala Harris. To see if she still has her ear to the street or if she's tone deaf to what's really going on. More to God's honest truth in a minute. Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. I'm very pleased to have joining me for a God's Honest Conversation the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Hey, Charlamagne. Good to be with you.
My first question is a question that after the pandemic, when I ask, I expect a real answer, okay? You ready?
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, thank you for that. And I know you really mean it. I am well. I am well. I am blessed.
Absolutely. You know, you get a lot of criticism. You seem to get crucified for every little thing in the media. Why do you think that is?
Well, I appreciate you asking the question, but let me just tell you something. My focus is going to, I can't tell you how many places, from Chicago to Charlotte to Detroit, where fathers and mothers bring their little girls and little boys up to me, and they say, I want to meet Kamala Harris. And then the parent shows me on their phone a picture of their child watching the TV when I was sworn in, right? That's what I focus on in terms of my motivation and my inspiration and verification of the importance of being here and getting this work done. And that's where I focus.
Do you think the criticism comes from you being a black woman, a woman of color?
I think that you know, there is definitely a healthy discussion that I will leave others to have about that, but I'm gonna be focused on the work and I will not be distracted.
It's okay to say yes. We see it. It's okay. Now, I know you wanted to speak on the Build Back Better plan, too, but, you know, it seems like, once again, Senator Joe Manchin is stopping progress on that. Why?
Well, look, Build Back Better is something that the president and I care deeply about. It was our original idea, even when we were campaigning. It's about saying, look, if first of all, the cost of living is too expensive for too many people. It has been this way even before the pandemic. And we need to bring the cost of living down. So Build Back Better is saying, let's bring the cost of childcare down. That working families shouldn't have to pay more than 7% of their income in childcare. We're saying prescription drugs are too expensive. We know, you and I know, I have family members who have diabetes. It's too expensive to pay for insulin, and insulin is the only thing that can save a diabetic's life. And so we're saying bring down the cost so that folks wouldn't have to pay more than $35 a month for their insulin. We're talking about elder care. So many folks are raising their young children and taking care of their parents. And it is impossible to take care of their basic needs without having some assistance, and that means bringing the cost down so people can afford to live and satisfy their basic needs and their responsibilities. So we're gonna keep pushing, and we're in extensive talks across the aisle with both folks in terms of Republicans and Democrats, but we're not gonna give up on it at all.
But where's the pushback on Senator Joe Manchin? Why is he allowed to constantly hold up President Biden's agenda?
I mean, look, here's the thing that is an important fact, which may sound technical, but it really is an important fact. We have, you know, folks know we have the White House as Democrats, the House and the Senate. In the House, we have, as Democrats, a majority, I believe as of today, it's by 3 votes out of hundreds of people. In the Senate, where there are 100 senators, we are split 50-50. In terms of the Democrats or independents who caucus with the Democrats and the Republicans. And that makes me, as the president of the Senate, the tie vote. Every vote matters, especially in the Senate. And we have to listen to the voices who represent their districts. And so that's what we do, and then we negotiate. Some people said we would never get the infrastructure deal done. Mm-hmm. But we got it done. Some people said we couldn't get the American Rescue Plan done, which was $1,400 checks for folks, where we expanded the child tax credit. A lot of the way we did that was also informed by some previous work I did to say, people have to pay, parents have to pay the bills every month, so let's get them the child tax credit in payments every month so that they can get through the month. We got that done. Mm-hmm. Some people said it couldn't be done, but it takes negotiation, and that's what we have to do. Sometimes it is frustrating. Some people say watching sausage get made, you think that's difficult? Well, watch a bill get made. It's frustrating, and sometimes it's just not pretty.
I'll continue my conversation with Vice President Kamala Harris right after this break. She can hear me. They're acting like they can't hear me.
No.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. I'm here having a God's honest conversation with Vice President Kamala Harris. What happened to that student loan money? What happened to the $10,000 promised to the students with student loan debt?
So I know you had Secretary Cardona on recently, and I'll tell you, he is working to increase relief for students. And I, you know, look, I get it. I get the issue that you're talking about. I had student loans. I mean, look, it's right now we have so many people, tens of millions of people in the United States who are dealing with student loan debt and responsibilities, and it's standing in the way of them being able to start a family or buy a home. And that's real. That is real.
You know, we need you to be the superhero that saves democracy. Somebody has to push back on Joe Manchin. That guy is stopping progress. He's ruining democracy. Are you willing to be that superhero? Because what scares me is if voting rights don't pass, or the Build Back Better plan doesn't pass, or police reform doesn't pass, I doubt you're going to get black people to go out there and vote in 2022 and 2024, and, you know, Trump will be president again. What's the plan for all of that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on the seriousness of these issues. And how people take these issues seriously. And so we're gonna have to keep fighting. On voting rights, we need to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We need to pass the Freedom to Vote Act and be relentless about pushing for that, which is what we have been doing and what I certainly am gonna keep doing. We need to keep pushing for what we gotta do to really reform the system that we know needs to be reformed with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. But, you know, again, Republicans stood in the way to get that done. So what did we do? Well, through the Department of Justice, we banned chokeholds and carotid holes. We said that law enforcement at the federal level, where we had the power to do it without Congress, that they have to wear body cameras when they're serving warrants. We put in place investigations of police departments that are active investigations right now. We are supporting consent decrees. So we are doing those things in the face of Republican opposition, but we cannot give up. None of us can. And the reality is, because the issues are too serious and they impact everybody every day, and I agree with you, they're very serious.
Who's the superhero that's going to speak against Joe Manchin, though? I want to know who's the real president of this country. Is it Joe Biden or Joe Manchin?
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I don't think the vice president can hear you. It's Simone. I'm so sorry, Charlamagne. We have to wrap.
She can hear me.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Madam Vice President?
Okay, so I'm sorry. You got to wrap. Oh. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're acting like they can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, so who's the real? So who's the real president of this country? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden, Madam Vice President?
Come on, Charlamagne. It's Joe Biden.
I can't tell sometimes.
No. It's Joe Biden. And don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president.
Do you think Joe Manchin is a problem?
It's Joe Biden, and I'm vice president, and my name is Kamala Harris. And the reality is, because we are in office, we do the things like the child tax credit, which is gonna reduce black child poverty by 50%, on track to do that. We do things that are about saying that our Department of Justice is gonna do these investigations and require that we end chokeholds and have body cameras. It is the work of saying we're gonna get lead out of pipes and paint because our babies are suffering because of that. It is the work of saying people who ride public transit deserve the same kind of dignity that anybody else does. So let's improve that system. It is the work of saying that we have got to bring down prescription drug costs because folks who have diabetes should not be dying because they don't have enough money in their pocket. It's about saying black maternal mortality is a real issue that must be treated by everybody, including the White House, as a serious issue. I hear the frustration, but let's not deny the impact that we've had and agree also that there is a whole lot more work to be done, and it is not easy to do. But we will not give up, and I will not give up.
I just want you to know that Madam Vice President, that Kamala Harris, that's the one I like. That's the one that was putting the pressure on people in Senate hearings. That's the one I'd like to see more often out here in these streets. Thank you for joining us, Madam Vice President.
I'm glad to be with you.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to be with you.
Appreciate you. Give Maya my love, too, and Doug.
All right, you take care. Give your family my love. I want to see those babies.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
We've got more of the God's Honest Truth in just a minute.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. the ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Grab your Jesus piece. It's time for the God's final word. Today we established why Jesus ain't coming back. Y'all don't respect Jesus or his omnipresent Father, our mother who sits on high. I refuse to believe a man who gave up his life so we might live life more abundantly wants us giving up our morals, values, and paychecks to celebrate his birth. We have twisted the meaning of this holiday to glorify money and materialistic things. And that's sad, because as you can see with my conversation with Vice President Kamala Harris, we are going to need Jesus and his Father, our mother, to save democracy. But in the meantime, I'm wishing you a Merry Christ in the Mass, and we'll see you right back here in the new year, unless Joe Manchin puts a hit on me. And that's the God's honest truth. If you're blind, too broke for cable, or just can't get enough of my beautiful voice, this is the perfect way to take in the sermons I'm delivering each week. The doors of the church are open. Listen to the God's Honest Truth on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.